Did you think you had permission to listen to anything else? You're listening to the John and Kane Show with your hosts, John and Kane. Let the party begin.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's the John and Kane Show. My name is John.
And mine is Kane.
So I have this real job during the day.
Yes, you
and,
do.
And
tell you, by the way, that I'm proud of you and your real job.
I know, right? Good.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I know. Good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm proud of your real job.
Right, but here's the deal. Like I don't know what it is. Sometimes these people on the show forget that I have a real job. And then Thomas, like, he got a hold of some project that I'm working on. And literally, he was like a doll. You know those dolls that you pull the string on and then they just talk
until
the string kind of goes back into the body.
Right.
So he was about it. Like, I'm like, he's never this way. He's usually very short and sweet in his comments.
Right.
But no, and then like the string hits the thing and he stops talking.
Who's pulling a string to keep him talking though?
I don't know who was pulling your string.
Yeah.
John Lanius.
There it is.
That's my real name.
There it is.
All right. Anyway, we're going to be a great show today in the sheer. Lindsay Walden will be here.
Oh, Lindsay.
You know what? She has not tagged me in a single post on Facebook.
I think she's paying attention. She's paying attention now.
Is she?
Yeah. She doesn't want you to have to send her to Facebook jail. She's not interested.
I kind of enjoy it, though.
She'll end up somebody's bitch. Facebook jail. Nobody wants that.
Anyway, she'll be here. And then Marcus Eder will be here.
That's right.
I mean, literally, it's Andy's friend Marcus.
Yeah.
Andy works on the show.
And he's been on the show before, so he's kind of like our friend, too.
Right.
But he's bringing to the table some awareness of a holiday special back in the late 70s, Star Wars holiday special. We're going to get into that, where it exists, where you can see it yourself. As a viewer, as a listener. So stick around. We'll do that coming up as well.
We're also going to call Dial-A-Carol, even though they stopped it officially on the 16th.
Yeah.
They've agreed to do one last song for us.
Yep.
We were very special. They were like, oh my gosh, John and Kane are calling.
That's right.
And we're like, yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, we're gonna get our jingle.
And we landed on balls. Jingle bells, right?
Oh, bells? Balls.
Yeah. What'd you
sorry.
Say?
Nothing I forgot.
What are you doing?
I don't care.
Lindsay's next.
I know, right? That's what I was thinking. Right. I got thinking about. All right, when we come back, juggle our balls with Lindsay Walden.
What?
Ding ding.
No.
We'll be right back.
Stop.
End of December and my stuff is frightful.
What?
Lindsay Walden will give a biteful. It sounds dirty and it's totally wrong. Lindsay Walden.
With a fake dong. Yeah!
When we finally kiss goodnight.
Wait a minute.
She'll get out all the toys for some fun.
Wait a second.
It's Toy Box Tuesday, hon.
Wow.
What could we have on the one?
Can we see really quick what's in John's coffee? Can we see what's in there?
Is he having some Irish coffee this morning or
it's
something?
It's got to be something. I think it's Irish and Colombian.
This one spins left and right. Put it in the right place and everything's tight.
Wait, what?
Okay, anyway.
I'm uncomfortable now.
Lindsay Walden, ladies and gentlemen.
Unbelievable.
I love the fact that he waited till the last show of the year to make us uncomfortable.
Yeah, like, but here's
the
thing.
He's been holding that in all year.
Later on the show today, we have Dial-A-Carol that has specifically said that even though back on Wednesday last week they were done doing carols for people, they're actually to be on the air. They will do it for us and sing a carol for us today on the air.
That's awesome.
So he, I guess, was setting it up for
the
them
mood,
to change the lyrics.
Weird mood.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know,
weird.
Man. Yeah. Something.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
well,
like.
So, not to just jump right in and talk about toys, but I'm gonna jump right in and talk about toys.
And yay! I appreciate
so,
you for that.
Yeah. So you remember the Secret Service that I was trying to sell at the?
That sounds totally wrong.
I know, doesn't it? The vibrating masturbation sleeve. Mm. It's called the Secret Service, right? So I
love
was
it.
Doing some research the other day, and there are some other companies. I'm not gonna name any names that have actually marketed the exact same freaking product for almost three times the price.
Oh my gosh!
And I'm like. No, that is not possible. So I just want people to know if they're interested in getting their husband or boyfriend or significant other something nice for Christmas.
Well, who was it? Priscilla's?
No, I'm
who
not telling
it?
You. No. It's an
I want
actual
the name.
It's an actual company. It's an actual like manufacturing
oh, I see.
Company
okay,
is what
I got
I'm saying.
You. Okay,
that's
got
why
you.
I'm not naming any names.
Gotcha.
And so but what I'm trying to tell people is that if you think there's something you want to get not only is it regularly $99 with Pure Romance, but I'm actually discounting it to $75 right now.
What?
So that's like ridiculous to
me. Is that legal?
Yes, that's legal.
Can you do that?
Yes. It's my merchandise, man.
Well, where can people see this deal?
They can either go to my website at lindseywalden.com. They can go to mysexythoughts.com, or they can call my office or text it at 314-485-9189.
Holy smokes.
Yes.
All right, so we have one more break with Lindsay.
That's right. Oh, and I wanted to say, I'm sorry if I confused people yesterday with the whole money thing. I was sometimes me and math, we get along like after I think about it for a little while.
It's weird to talk from, you know, percentages into actual numbers. Numbers and then back to percentages again. It's really tough.
It's very complicated, and I've always struggled with that.
Yeah, so
fractions and percentages always throw me off.
I'm with you.
Like I can do them, I just have to think about it.
All right, so we'll take a break. We'll be right back. That's a total and complete no fraction whatsoever. We'll be right back. Wanna sing more dildo songs?
Stop it.
No, no,
about
no.
Lindsay Walden is wrong.
Look, I know Dial of Carol's coming up later. Let's let them handle
yeah,
that.
Would
you stop already?
Singing.
Lindsay
right,
Walden,
right.
Ladies and
Yay,
gentlemen.
Lindsay. All right. It is Toy Box Tuesday. Let's tell everybody about the deals and about the toys and about the fun.
Exactly. So I still have one slot open if somebody is interested.
You said you have one slot open.
You know what?
I wasn't even.
I'm over here trying to be professional and stuff. Right?
All right, I'm sorry. Let's be clinical. You have one slot open.
No, so I have one slot that's still open to do a Secret Santa type gift swap of sorts if we want to. And so if anybody's interested, they can call my office, 314-485-9189.
Very good.
But I also wanted to just say real quickly that I heard Gary Berger talking yesterday when I went back and listened to the podcast last night about, you know, this time of year and the holidays and how it's, you know, it makes people sad and it can bring people down.
Sure.
And I love the fact that he's also bringing awareness to that, because I feel like if it's just us therapists that are out there telling people like, hey, this stuff is there, that I don't know, like it's good. And I love the fact that, you know, lawyers, they're called counselor for a reason, and I thought that was really cool.
They are called counselor for a reason.
Again, I love
they have
him.
To counsel us on the amazing crazy laws that are out there,
right?
Because they keep making new ones all the time,
right? But I will say that I want people to remember during the holiday time that it is very, very easy to get wrapped up in all of the like the hoopla, for lack of a better word, where it's like there's all of these expectations and there's these things that everybody feels like they have to buy or they have to give. And I like John's approach, actually, where they take the pressure off of the situation and they're like, you know what, this is way too much stress and drama, we don't need that, we're just gonna stop that. And I had a client tell me recently, you know, if it's really about something that I want, especially if it's like a $5 or $10 book or something like that, I can kind of buy it myself,
right?
And you know, rather than expecting someone else to somehow magically know what I want for Christmas, then, you know, maybe we do it a little differently. Or I've had some couples that have said, you know, the money comes out of the same pot anyway, why not put it on something that we can like do together, you know, or that we can go on a vacation or a trip, or maybe we just put it back into the house.
That's
just wanted to kind of let people think about that. You don't have to have all these expectations.
Great point.
Mm-hmm.
All right, another Toy Box Tuesday, another
That's
fantastic
right.
Toy Box Tuesday with our friend and therapist, Lindsay Walden.
Yay! Lindsay.
And I have had a great time hanging out with y'all on the show this year.
I was going to say
thank you
for all your contribution this
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. It has been a great, great time. It has been a lot of fun. And I know I give you a hard time, John, but I do love you.
No, I mean, you've really brought a lot of lubrication to the show. I mean, I really think the tools that you've brought to the show really, you know, really have brought us to a new level of satisfaction and climax throughout the year.
We reach new depths.
Whatever you're into, I'm not here. Right.
I'm
not here. Right. Exactly. Wow. Okay. With that, ladies and gentlemen,
forcing it.
That's right. When we come back, Marcus Eder will be here. We're going to talk about the Star Wars, whatever. What's so funny, Thomas? Nothing.
Y'all are all crazy up here today. I don't
climax-y.
Know.
All right, we'll be right back.
Some crazy fun.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, and given that it's Tuesday, December 22nd, which I already covered for you at the beginning of the show, or maybe I didn't, I don't remember, I'm eating a chocolate-covered
cookie.
You are.
And what it does is it curbs the uncomfortable feeling you had with Lindsay just earlier. So, but we do want to bring in Andy's friend, who is now our friend, Marcus.
Yes.
Marcus.
Now, that was the way it was set up, but his real name, his full name, actually, is Marcus Eder.
Mm-hmm. Right. And now, Marcus, tell people why you were here last time, and then we're going to jump into some Star Wars information this time.
Yeah, last time had nothing to do with Star Wars.
No, exactly.
It was all about boobs.
Right.
And Playboy's decision to keep them from us.
Exactly. I want people to get a good, versatile look as to the type of contributions you're making on the show. and how versatile that can be. So, boobs, Playboy magazine, and whether or not the value would go up or down, or we had that discussion based on what Playboy's decision was. And now you're bringing a Star Wars discussion to the table. How do you want to open this up, and what do you want to discuss?
Well, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
So you just sounding familiar.
See what you did there.
Yeah.
Called North County.
Oh, where I grew up.
In 1979. You know, growing up, I had these strange, vague memories of a child Wookiee running around playing with a X-Wing fighter for a Christmas special.
So love those.
And I couldn't tell if it was a real memory or a lucid dream. The internet hadn't existed. And for the longest time, I just wondered if I had actually seen this or if it was creation in my head. And thanks to the internet being, you know, a thing now, I was able to actually look it up. And yes, it existed, the Star Wars Holiday Special of 1978.
Really?
And it's possibly the worst thing ever created for television. I mean, it makes Christmas Comes to Pac-Land look good.
It oh, wow, really?
The He-Man She-Ra Christmas Special seem like
that one was horrific.
A quality traditional classic.
Wow.
This is just the worst thing.
Well, where can one see it? Like, did you post it on your site, or where is it posted?
It is...
Because I know on our Facebook feed it is, but I don't want people to get too...
YouTube. It's on YouTube, yes.
Yeah,
it's
strewn
about the internet, and it's all like one or two versions that are bad VHS copies that have been digitized. The commercials are still in there.
Right.
And they tout it as starring all of your favorite Star Wars characters. And they are all there.
Han Solo.
Doing cameos. Han Solo is there, and you can tell this is the moment he decided he hated humanity.
Oh, of course.
he had to hug a Wookiee and say, "You mean the world to me, Chewbacca."
Oh.
And you could just hear the defeat in his voice.
Wow.
It was the year that Carrie Fisher discovered drugs.
Oh, nice.
I'm not sure if this special drove her to do drugs or the fact that she was doing drugs drove her to do this special.
Ooh.
But they're infinitely connected.
That's an
interesting... She sings a song about Wookiee Life Day, which is what they're celebrating, not Christmas, but the Wookiee Life Day. And she sings a song to the Star Wars theme song about Wookiee Life Day.
Really?
It's something
special. I'm assuming the ratings were so low that they just abandoned this show altogether, and we haven't seen it since. Like, I haven't heard about this until just recently.
George Lucas actually went out of his way to purchase the rights to every master copy. He's been quoted as saying, "If I had a hammer, I would personally destroy every bootleg on the face of the earth."
Wow.
I think he should embrace it, throw some CGI in there, maybe have Jabba the Hutt come in, you know, where he hadn't previously been, and really, you know,
right.
Go all out
just
with it.
Just knock it out of the park. I mean, own it, right?
Absolutely.
Own it.
Who produced it? Do we know?
George Lucas produced it, but he did not direct it. It was his idea, the idea of a Wookiee Life Day and Chewbacca's family with his wife, Mala, his father, Itchy,
it's awesome.
And his son, Lumpy. These are their actual names.
Lumpy.
Wow.
Yeah, he
it's
came
like
up
the
with
art
it,
gang.
And then he realized he might have been doing drugs back then, too. I mean, it was 78. There are a lot of Quaaludes happening in the 70s,
sure.
From what I understand.
All right, well, when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Marcus Eder talking about the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Mm.
Makes me want to run out to YouTube right now.
I know.
Stay with us, John and Kane Show. And I'm in the way. Marcus Eder.
Yeah. I would have preferred you actually played that from YouTube or something, like the actual theme.
I like singing it. It shows
that
I care.
Yeah, you're not in the shower.
It's
going to
rest with me for years.
I mean, I could sing my own version of my own Star Wars song to the Star Wars theme, like Carrie Fisher did.
Sound like Peter Griffin from...
Right?
Family Guy. I love it. All right, so let's get back to this discussion because I think it's pretty interesting when you look at just anything through the filter of nostalgia. You can find the positives in anything. You're talking about George Lucas wanting to completely destroy every bootleg copy of this Star Wars Christmas special that exists out there. And it is on YouTube. Do you know where the views are, or how, what the level of views are for this thing?
It's a cult classic.
Yeah, so it would have to be pretty high, right?
I would imagine. I haven't actually looked at the numbers. There's a pretty even thumbs up, thumbs down.
Oh, is there?
On that. But there's so many wonderful things about it. Wonderfully awful or awfully wonderful.
Sure.
Why you look not? At the cast. It's B. Arthur, Art Carney, Harvey Korman, Jefferson Starship.
Whoa!
But not Grace Slick. She was, I think, in rehab.
Waiting
for Carrie. That makes sense. At that point. It was this strange, and there was upwards of 10 to 15 minutes of Wookiee conversation with no subtitles.
Oh.
Just Wookiees
really?
Talking.
Oh my God, I gotta watch this.
It provided us with a special cartoon with the introduction of Boba Fett. They introduced Boba Fett to the world of Star Wars via cartoon. This is before The Empire Strikes Back struck back.
Oh, and, wow. That's right.
And it's all there. And the sad thing is, B. Arthur doing a canteen song and dance is actually the best part of the special.
Wow.
And the canteen people still only play one song, and this time it has words. But that's how awful this
is. Yeah, B. Arthur is the attraction.
B. Arthur is number one in the show.
Yeah, that's telling.
It tells you something. I mean, I personally love the glassy eyes of Carrie Fisher when she sings and strokes Chewbacca's fur.
Of course.
Lovingly and
glassy eyes that only cocaine can give you.
Cocaine, Quaaludes, ecstasy, whatever kids were doing in the 70s.
And it came through on the high-quality film.
Right.
It really did.
And the best part is, if you watch it now, there's commercials from the 80s. And there's news breaks about the Soviets and how they're developing a neutron bomb and how everything needs to be made in America and bought in America. It is amazing and fascinating because, you know, you replace the Soviets with, you know, whomever we tend
ISIS,
to have a problem with at this time.
Right.
It's the same idea. It's this... this propaganda and this fear-mongering that's all wrapped up in the news show, all in between pieces of Wookiee conversation. You know, they talk about, they have commercials for pantyhose, they have commercials for douching, things that you just don't see on TV anymore. The 70s were a strange, strange time.
That was canonized Wednesday night.
Wow, really? Really? You swore not to tell.
I know.
You swore not to
tell.
I did.
By the way, the best look was Marcus's face. What?
He's like, you're not serious, are you?
I missed something. The whole reason they made this special, though, was because they were about to introduce a certain line of toys from Kenner called Star Wars action figures.
Those I loved.
Everybody loved. And this is when they were introduced. This is when you saw those first commercials for the land speeder, the Death Star, the Princess Leia action figure, those stupid lightsabers that come out of the arms that you lose like 5 minutes after you get them.
Yes.
This was all introduced during this show, which was
a vehicle for selling. X-Wing fighters with the spring-loaded little thingies that would shoot out, right?
I don't remember that.
Oh,
but
my
I remember
God.
If you push buttons, the TIE fighter's wings shut off.
Yeah, I remember that.
I wouldn't know that because I've kept mine in my box.
I don't know how to play with my
toys.
For the
last 35 years, I've kept mine in my box. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Marcus Eder.
Marcus, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Appreciate
Always happy
it.
To talk about nothing.
That's right. That's what the show's about a lot of times.
When we come back, we're very excited. We were one of the last people to get them to agree to do this. We're going to do Dial a Carol. So stay with us. It's the John and Kane Show. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. As we promised you, we were one of the last people probably on the planet to get this year's Dial a Carol.
That's true.
Now, Kane, you're pretty excited about this, aren't you?
I'm very excited. As a matter of fact, I think that they're no longer doing it for anyone, and they just made a special opportunity for us to hear Jingle Bells. So, and I guess what I just said is not true because I'm hearing singing in the background, but it doesn't matter.
All right.
They're doing it special for us today.
So who's joining us on the phone right now? Hi, Adriana. Are you ready for Jingle Bells?
Of course.
Whenever you are.
All right. dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh.
Nice.
Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, ha, ha. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing the sleighing song tonight.
All together now. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey, Dial the Carol.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Love that. Adriana, so that was fantastic.
Adriana, how many years have you been singing for Dial a Carol?
Well, I'm a freshman, so this is my first year doing it.
Nice.
But hopefully I'll be able to do it every year.
Awesome. Have you ever been on a radio show before?
No, I can't say that I have.
There you go. All right. So on iTunes, the Indio Radio Podcast, or just look up the John and Kane Show online. You'll find us. And thanks a lot
for
doing this.
And by the way, real quick, Adriana, before we go, can you tell people where they can find you online or you know, how they just get information about you guys and where you are?
We're located in Urbana-Champaign at the University of Illinois, and I'm sure if you look up Dial a Carol, there's definitely going to be something out there, especially now.
Love it. Love it. All right, Adriana, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening and happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Same to you.
Thank you.
Oh,
well,
there it is.
Well, I'm feeling quite festive, aren't you?
I know, Dial a Carol.
How about that?
I like it.
How about
it.
That? All right, should we just go ahead and end the show?
Yeah, it's my birthday present to you.
Oh, that's nice.
Did you like that?
Nice. That's nice. All right, we'd like to thank Lindsay Walden for being on the show today.
Yeah, Lindsay!
We'd like to thank Marcus Eater for being on the show today.
Yes! Yeah!
I don't think he's ever happy with his appearance on the show.
Like, what do you mean?
He feels like he never spends enough time.
He always has some really interesting stuff to talk about.
He gets moody, and then he says, find me a job. It's really weird. It's like...
Well, you know, that happens. When he's passionate about cultural things, you know, sometimes it's hard to land on something that works for you in your soul.
A holiday special about Star Wars is a cultural thing.
It is a cultural thing.
Okay.
What, are you trying to say it isn't?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
Moving on. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow is our last show of the year.
Wow. I can't believe it.
We'll wrap the show tomorrow, and then we will begin preparations for the 48-hour birthday celebration that takes place. My chariot arrives, and everyone on the show, they begin to shuttle me around the city. Everyone wears roller skates. They wear roller skates. Ooh, and
Sam, did you plan any of that, Adam?
I'll tell you what, engineer Andy? Sam Mull's sexy silver hot pants in his roller skates. Hot.
Wow.
Pretty amazing.
Wow.
Pretty amazing.
I think John's articulating what he wants for his birthday.
No, I'm not. I'm just being weird. All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, follow us Facebook and Twitter at John and Kane Show.
At Indio_radio. Those handles are great for Twitter and Instagram.
That's right. You know, we love that you get us Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. live, indioradio.com. We love that you get the replay, 5 p.m., indioradio.com. And then the rest of you, Kane, how do they get us?
Well, just swing by the interwebs. Have some fun at iTunes, Podomatics, Spreaker, Stitcher, I was almost mixed them up there. Spreaker and Stitcher, just search Indio Radio Podcast. You'll see all the John and Kane shows right there and get yourself caught up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, with that, it's time for the signature close. Anybody in the studio that you're all quiet? There's like 50 of us, but we're going to all participate.
Yes.
It's the John and Kane Show broadcasting live from Shock City Studios on, of course, all together.
Indio Radio!
See you tomorrow.